when you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Public opinion polls show that all the Republican presidential hopefuls are clustered in single or teen-digit approval ratings. It should be no mystery why no one is breaking out of the pack. No one has answered the number one political question. That question can be asked in several different ways. Why did millions of good blue-collar jobs go overseas, and what is your plan to restore them? Who is responsible for this national disaster? We now have a combination of 10% unemployment, even more chronic underemployment, and heavy personal debt incurred to prepare for jobs that do not exist. Middle-class white voters have been badly hurt by the recession, by job losses, and stagnation in living standards. Are we losing, or have we already lost, the American middle class? The socioeconomic fact that long distinguished us from other nations. Whatever happened to the jobs that enabled middle-class men to support a full-time homemaker taking care of their own children? This huge voting constituency is up for grabs in 2012, but Republican presidential candidates have failed to offer solutions. Globalism and free trade policies have sent millions of good American jobs to China. U.S. Commerce Department data show that in the 2000s, U.S. multinationals cut their American workforces by nearly 3 million jobs, but created 2.5 million jobs overseas, many of them for high-skilled employees. When the recession hit in 2009, multinationals cut 5% of their workers in the U.S. and only 1.5% of their jobs overseas. Reporters say company executives are very squeamish in talking about how many of their workers are overseas. All candidates should be asked this question. Do you favor the policies that require Americans to compete for jobs with Chinese who work for 40 cents or even $2 an hour?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth, Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, I've got some great guests lined up again today, and of course, you know, I'm into the redistribution of the truth, and my guests are also into the redistribution of the truth, and that's the whole point of my doing this radio show, is so that people in America can hear what's really going on and not the hustle that's being spewed on the mainstream media, and believe me, they are hustling you. So you know what I've discovered lately, really? I don't spend a whole lot of time listening to their dribble because it's just a hustle. It's a hustle designed to keep you asleep. And you know what? I'm hoping that my show, as well as the other shows that are on Republic Broadcasting Network, will serve the purpose of waking up the American populace, because we are in dire straits here, kids. And if the American people don't wake up to the assault that is being perpetrated and happening, and the people in this country who are being assaulted by our governments on every level, then we are in deep doo-doo. So the only way that's going to happen is if people wake up, start dealing with what's going on around them, and that they start joining forces. Listen, the call-in number, if you'd like to call into this show this morning, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I can't talk today. You know what? I've still got a little peanut butter stuck in my mouth. That's why. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Anyway, get in touch with me. Please go to my website. Please check out the tabs that are on there. There's a lot of great information. And a podcast of this show will be up on my website tonight, as well as links to my guests' websites so that you can find out more information and get in the fight and help these people, because that's the only way we're going to win, because we're in a battle. This is a war that we are in, and the only way that we are going to win is if we recognize who it is that is our enemy and that is out to destroy us and take our freedom and liberty away from us. It ain't going to happen any other way. That's the reality. Knowledge is power, and you need knowledge, and you need to join hands and work together so that we are successful, because we are truly in a battle. This is the battle of liberty versus slavery. It truly is. Make no mistake about it. This is what's happening in this country is life-altering and future-altering stuff. It really is, and I can't emphasize that point. I don't know how to emphasize that point even more succinctly or, vehemently, I guess would be a good word to choose, because it is so critical that you understand what's happening here today is life-altering, and you need to get involved in fighting against this. You need to wake your neighbors up. They must understand what the future looks like here, and the future looks very, very grim for America and our freedom and liberty. It ain't going to happen if we don't have property rights, and there is a direct assault taking place all across the country on the right of individuals to do what they want to do on their own property. And, you know, George Washington said freedom and liberty and property rights go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. And that is a fact. That is a fact. Listen, after the first break, I'm going to bring my guests on. If you want to call in and join us, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please join us. Become a freedom fighter, because that's exactly what we are. This is a battle for freedom versus slavery. And I got news for you, and I say this all the time, but it is very true. I knew in kindergarten I wouldn't make a good slave, and I'm 54 years old, and I've got news for you. Nothing's changed today. I'm not going to be a slave. There's no way. So listen, please, 800-313-9443 is the number to call. And we will be going to break shortly. And then when we come back, I will bring my guests on. Actually, I can't tell whether I'm still actually on the air, so maybe they'll let me know, because for some reason... Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, my clock, I don't know what's the matter with my clock on my computer, but it's not right. So anyway, kids, I'm still on the air, so I'm going to talk for two more minutes, and then we'll be going to break. So that's a good thing. Listen, I've got some T-shirts up on my website with some unsolicited opinion verbiage on there. So if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do, please go to my website and get one of my T-shirts that helps redistribute the truth. So I would appreciate that greatly. So, and listen, I'm going to tell you who my guests are going to be since I got about another minute. It is Kim Fahey from California, Shirley Pfister from Florida, and Joe Salas is going to join me after the break from Texas. And they are all members of an organization called Face Off, and that is F period, A period, C period, E period, off, as in off as opposed to on. And that is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office, and these people are being terrorized by code enforcement offices all throughout, well, the states that they live in, but that's happening all across the country. You need to get involved and help them fight. They're going to tell you horrific stories of what is being done to them, as well as the guests that I had on yesterday were speaking to this as well. It is critical that you understand that it might be them today, but you're next. You are on the list. Guaranteed, you are on the list. It's only a matter of time when these code enforcement Nazis will be knocking on your door as well. Or they may not even bother to knock. How's that sound, huh? Is that what we want in America? Do we want code enforcement Nazis not to be knocking? I don't know. I don't want code enforcement Nazis at all. I want limited government, and I want maximum freedom and liberty. That's what I want. So listen, everybody. Call in 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Please join me after the first break in welcoming Kim Fahey, Shirley Pfister, and Joe Salas. They'll be with me to tell you the stories of the code enforcement officers who are terrorizing them in their own states. We'll be right back. That's the cue music, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with this.
Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I realized about halfway through why my computer, I'm thinking the clock on the computer is wrong, and I'm actually looking at the wrong clock for the hour, how it's controlled for breaks and talk time. And I'm looking at the wrong clock, so no wonder I'm wondering who's on first here, because it wasn't me, I can tell you that. But anyway, I'm real thrilled to have Kim Fahey from California, Shirley Pfister from Florida, and Joe Salas join me. He's from Texas, and they are all members of an organization called Face Off. That's F period, A period, C period, E period, off. That organization is in all 50 states, and I'm going to give you one of the websites for those of you who are listening. If you're in other states, just look up Face Off. His one is CaliforniaFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com. And so I think that, I'm going to let them tell me, I think that for each state, change California to maybe TexasFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com. Hey, everybody, how you doing this morning? Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Maggie.
Hi. So who wants to start first? Makes no difference to me. We can do the ladies before gentlemen, or we can do the gentlemen before the lady. Whatever you guys want to do, it's okay with me. So who wants to tell their story first?
Ladies first sounds good to me.
Okay, Shirley.
I'll acquiesce to the ladies.
Okay, right. Okay. There you go. Chivalry hasn't died, right?
That's sweet, isn't it? I love it.
Yeah, I know, huh? So go ahead, Shirley. Tell us what's going on with you.
Okay. My name is Shirley Pfister. I reside in Pensacola, Florida. I actually own a piece of waterfront property that is adjacent to a commercial marina, and the commercial marina has bought up all of the residential lots surrounding it. Over the past few years since the hurricane, my home was destroyed during the hurricane, and I fought insurance companies for 5 years to lose. I lost my second home to foreclosure here recently and had to move onto my property in my motorhome because I had enrolled into state college to get an internet security degree to start all over again at 57 years old. I was on my property for 1 month, 2 months, when I got a violation of notice saying that I couldn't use my property. They told me that I couldn't have anything stored on my property. I couldn't have my boat trailer on there, I couldn't have my boat on it, I couldn't live on it, and I couldn't have an accessory building on it. Now, last year, since the hurricane, I have stored my boat on that empty vacant lot for 5 years and never had any problem, and stored other people's trailers on that property and never had a notice of violation.
Yeah.
At the time that this notice of violation was posted, this marina was getting ready to do some dredging. It was quite obvious from the beginning that something was going on because all of my notice of violations were posted in the same time frame that this marina dredging was going on. We have since discovered that the marina dredging, they did not comply to the permits. My property has been sprayed with contaminated soil from this marina dredging since it started. They put up no erosion control, nothing to protect my property, and then they spread it out on three different lots and elevated their property above mine so it's all rolling down on it. During that time, I've been fined up to, I just got another fine yesterday for, I moved the RV off after I was fined $300, and they put a lien on my property because I didn't move off of it in time for this dredging to start. I moved my RV down the street into my neighbor's driveway where I am living in my neighbor's driveway. And I own $1 million piece of waterfront property, and I have no access to it.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
They fined me again last week for $400 for having my accessory building on it, telling me I have to move it. This is a permanent structure, and I've got to move it, they say. I went and pulled public records requests because I addressed the commissioner's meeting on March 3rd and supplied them with eight other properties that had RVs and accessory buildings on their lots with no permanent homes. When I pulled the public records request last week, most of those cases, nobody was fined, no violations were put in place, and all of those cases are closed, and all of those RVs and accessory buildings are still sitting on those properties. And I am still being fined to get me off of my property. And I have been searching for an attorney for 3 weeks now about this marina damaging my property, and I can't get the attorneys in this town to even return my call when I call them, and I just got turned down by a huge firm in Tallahassee telling me that they were going to have to decline taking my case, but they assured me that they would not represent anyone else in this matter if they were requested to do so. So I am in need of an attorney now. So if anyone that who is listening in, that is my cause now. And I do have an administrative hearing set for August 19th with code enforcement to call the complainant forward along with the code enforcement manager and ask the complainant, what danger did I impose to my community by using my property, number one, and number two, to the Sandra Slay, the code enforcement manager, why has she discriminated against me and fined me when all of these other people are still being allowed to use their property with no violations? In the public records request, I found that one of the commissioners had actually overridden the violation and told code enforcement to leave this person alone and let them live in their RV until further notice, and if nobody else filed any complaints, to leave it alone.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'm going to give you two suggestions. There's a legal foundation out in California, Pacific Legal Foundation, Shirley, and this is the same for Kim and Joe. I don't know where you guys stand, but we'll find out as far as attorneys are concerned. But Pacific Legal Foundation, I've discovered they do a lot of work related to this. They understand the whole game plan of UN Agenda 21, trying to drive people off of their property. And they would be one worthy of contacting. And I know they do some pro bono work as well. And so I would suggest them, and I think it's pacificlegal.org, I'm not sure, but Pacific Legal Foundation. And there's a guy I had on the other day, and his group is called trademarkamerica.org, and his name is Fred Kelly Grant. He's an attorney, and he was very instrumental in fighting against the Trans-Texas Corridor that these people were trying to shove through a few years ago in Texas. So he may be another one who could help you out and give you some information as well, Shirley. So if you want to email me after the show, I'll be glad to give you their email addresses, okay? And
thank you.
And that information. Hey, well, you guys, Kim, Joe, who wants to go next?
Go ahead, Joe.
I think Kim should go first. He's facing a more dire problem than I am at this time with a...
Okay, Kim, go ahead then, please.
Well, I'd like to talk about somebody else besides myself. Mine's pretty much cut and dried. They sentenced me on the 8th of next month, looking at 7 years in jail for misdemeanors for building without permits. A quick synopsis of mine is they left me alone for 12 years, and then after I went in and I asked about my engineered plans that they had lost, I just went ahead and went back to work because they didn't come out and check any of my permits or any of my buildings, and for another 11 years. Then in 2006, they initiated proceedings against me. I came into court, and boy, you learn about the judicial system once you get involved in it. To make a long story short, they got me on 12 out of 15. They kept the jury in for 6 days till they started hammering guilties out of them. I just had a meeting on Monday where one of the jurors came to the town council and apologized to me for the fiasco, but that was awful nice of him. I appreciate that, but I don't know how that's going to be in consideration for my sentencing.
Yeah.
But that's just my problem. Here's the deal. I have recourse. I have a large family. I have friends. I have places I can go. What they're doing is they're working on the segment of society that has no place to go. There's a really good article right now, if you can go to their site. It's for the L.A. Weekly newspaper.
Okay.
You go to L.A. Weekly, and they have a video on there right now and a big story that they put out yesterday, and it sort of encapsulates and tells everything that I'm going to recount right now. But to get it across, I'll tell you about an old fellow named Clem. He lived right down the road from me here, 91 years old, former vet. Hit the beaches on Tarawa. I mean, right there he should have been given consideration for the rest of his life. He had a little old shack on 2.5 acres, but he's in an area that's little old shacks are the norm. I mean, for 15 miles, that's little old shacks. And what do you expect a 91-year-old guy to have? He's got old cars and trucks, and he had some loaders and a tractor and this and that. And he's 91 and barely can see, and he had a couple old dogs. Well, the county came in. This was just 4 months ago. They red-tagged his house. He couldn't live in it. They put him on the street. They put him on the street with his two little dogs. He's got nowhere to go, and he's half blind.
What do you mean by red tape? What does that mean, Kim?
That means they put red across and they say you cannot enter. It's dangerous. That's a red tag.
Okay.
Means you can't use your property.
So they're condemning it.
Well, they don't even get to that, see? They just want him off.
Okay.
So then he goes into an old truck that has no tires on it that's out in the wash behind his former property, and he burns to death because it catches on fire. Him and his two dogs, they burn up.
Well,
the county immediately leaps into action. They come in and they clear his property down to the bare dirt, and they take all that stuff that he had, bulldozer blades, giant pieces of old graders, huge pieces of metal. They got $22,000 for it at the rendering because I know the guy that owns the rendering, and he told me, I guess, what they got for old Clem stuff. And then they lien the property. So that not only do they take your stuff, but then they lien the property. And also, fellows that live next door told me when I went down there to investigate that the county people were loading things into their own personal trucks and that they do it all the time. They were taking windshields out of Jeeps and drivetrains and whatever they needed for their own personal stuff. Then the county crews load it into big steel bins, and they take it to the reclamation. So they're getting it all the way around. And they can jackboot Nazi anything they want. And so what happened to Clem was they came out there with 7 to 10 deputies. They're not dressed like cops. They're dressed all in black. They've got bulletproof vests on, helmets with the snap-down shields, extra ammo Velcro to them, and automatic rifles. And they scare the hell out of people.
Sure.
And it's very, very effective. So now they have Clem's property. There you have it. And just add that by hundreds and hundreds of people. They've been doing this since 2006 when they initiated this NAT team, the nuisance abatement team. So there you have that. I'll let somebody else take the floor now.
Okay. Thanks, Kim. It's just, you know, I got to tell you, I hear this stuff and my heart just breaks for everybody who's being tortured by these people in our government. It is just, it's absolutely out of control. And I honestly don't know what it's going to take for the American people to say, hey, we've had enough. I really don't, Kim, Shirley and Joe, because this is a direct assault on one's freedom and liberty. They are enslaving us. And these people know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, I was talking at a meeting in Dover, Delaware, the other night, and a woman who was a teacher, because I was giving a speech on talking about UN Agenda 21, and she came up to me, and she was in tears, and she said, I feel bad because I was part of indoctrinating these kids. I just told them what I was told to tell them. And, you know, there is something to be said for useful idiots. But then there's another thing to say for the difference between right and wrong. And you may be a useful idiot, but you know the difference between right and wrong. We all know the difference between right and wrong. I don't care who it is, and our politically correct society can claim that, no, nobody does because they were this as a child or that as a child, and that's a lot of hogwash. Everybody knows the difference between right and wrong. And what these Nazis are doing, these jackboots parading around as code enforcement officers, and these town councils who are going along with it, and these people in courtrooms who are going to give you 7 years in jail because you've got misdemeanors for not getting a lousy permit for something, they are responsible for what is happening, and they know the difference between right and wrong. So there comes a point in time, I believe, when people need to be held accountable. So
I totally agree, Maggie.
I'm telling you.
May I insert something here? Yeah, please, go right ahead. When I addressed the county commissioners that evening on the 3rd of March, I let them know right up front that in dire economic times, we must make exceptions. They even made a comment about a variance permit, and I even suggested that. And for me to get a response from them, they responded to me. Now, this was done on a Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. On Wednesday morning, I had a letter from them telling me all these other people were not in violation and that the only remedy that they could see for me was a rezoning and that they could assure me that was unlikely to happen. And I'm surrounded by commercial property.
Shirley, hang on. Listen, guys, we're coming back. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and I can't talk straight today. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to go to the websites for the people who are being assaulted by the code Nazis, face off, F period, A period, C period, E period, off. The one example is CaliforniaFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com. There are links on my websites. And Shirley, what's the website for Florida?
Website for Florida is, just a second, it's F-A-C-E, same thing, F period, F period, A period, C-E period, E period, O-F-F dot movement.
Okay, dot com?
No, it's dot com, it's just got dot movement.
Okay, well, it should hit. Okay, all right.
It could be .com, too, but it's faceoffmovement.com, I believe. Faceoffmovement.com. There you go.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody, we'll get the websites. They'll be up on mine so that if you're listening, you can't find the one you want to find, just go to my website under the tab entitled Podcast. The couple of face-off websites are there. I know that I was told that there's a website for each state. So if you're in a particular state and you're being tortured and terrorized by these jackboots, then go there and they'll try to get you some help. Or you guys, I don't know what to say. But, Joe, I want to bring you on to tell us what's going on. What are they doing to you in Texas?
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for having us. And what a powerful opening statement you made. It resonates very well with me.
Thank you.
What they've done to me. I live on an older property with my mother. It's hers. Actually, it's two small homes in a detached garage. It's a mixed commercial. And we have, my mother has some other rental property across the street, one direction and the other direction. And these code compliance citations have come in waves. And the most recent wave, I think we're about up to 15 pending. Not necessarily the same citations for my mother as for myself. Legally speaking, they have absolutely no, I'm not retreating from mom, but they have no reason to be citing me. And I explained that to the inspector first time I saw this one. I've had two contacts with him.
Okay.
And I thought a year apart, March 2010 and March 2011. The second meeting didn't go so well. I wanted to ask him a few questions, and he literally jumped off the sidewalk when I asked him how he got his job, which set some alarm bells up with me. But anyway, at the first contact, I told him that we have a problem neighbor. He's a retired police officer, and so these things come in waves. And if you want to investigate something, go talk to him. He's over there across the street. And I thought that was that. No, soon after that, here come this wave of citations for all sorts of things. I got a citation, for example, for having health sanitizing equipment. Now, what that is exactly, I've never found out. I got another one for having an accessory building over height. I assume that has to do with billboards or something. Don't have one of those either. And it's been complicated by the fact that the notice of the alleged violation is often coupled with someone else's complaint. Totally unrelated, so it adds to the confusion. Anyway, I also had difficulty in trying to find a lawyer. I finally did, and thank God for the first one because he came in at the right time. However, he did not receive notices about upcoming trial dates, and so they turned into warrants for my mother and myself, and each one of those things can go up to $2,084. So we had to move on to another attorney, one of our premier local attorneys, and thank God she took the case what she did, but she wasn't too informed on as to what was going on. Got the warrants recalled, and we have since moved on to another attorney for my mother. In my case, I've been defending myself, and I'm scheduled to go to a jury trial about August 25th or so. But Kim is exactly right. This is just really the symptoms we're seeing of a larger problem. It seems to be across the country. It seems to be uniform, although there are certain nuances in the terms. So we have to stop the disease and worry about the symptoms later. I think this comes to us from something called Agenda 21.
Yes, it does.
And ICLEI and a move to get the people out of the out of the boonies and into the cities, so it's an insidious thing, and I'm seeing the pattern clearly in place here in El Paso.
You know, honestly, this whole agenda, and this is their methodology for implementing this agenda. Of course, is to make people's lives so difficult that they're unable to remain on their land. They drive them off because the goal is truly to move at least have at least 50% of the land be absent of human beings. No human beings will ever tread on it again. Around those what they call wild lands will be a buffer zone of anywhere from 10 to 30% of the land mass. And in that buffer zone, only limited human activity will be allowed. And then where human beings will be allowed to live will be in the remaining 20% area, and even less than that. We will all be packed into pack and stack housing units in what they call urban growth boundaries. And they will control every aspect of our lives from the moment we are born, if we're allowed to be born, until the moment that we die. And this is very real. It's not fantasy. It's not fiction. This is fact. Kim, Shirley, and Joe are giving you examples of what is happening around the country. And I had recited a poem from a man named Pastor Niemöller, who was alive when Hitler was rising to power. And, of course, there was a clash between the communists and the fascists and the Nazis in Germany at that time. They were enemies of one another. To me, there's not much difference between any of them. They're all evil. But that isn't the point. At the time that this poem was written, and Pastor Niemöller said, first they came for the trade unions, and I wasn't a trade union, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, and so I did nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, and I did nothing. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to stand for me. Someone had emailed me yesterday, and they said to me in the email that they didn't care if all the Jews were killed. And I wrote back to them. I said, that is not the point of the poem. The point is, we could put there today, first they came for the smokers, and I didn't smoke, so I did nothing. Then they came for the fat people, and I wasn't fat, so I did nothing. Then they came for the landowners, and I didn't own land, so I did nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to stand and speak for me. And that's the point of that poem. Now, you know, I'm all about free speech and free ideas, and people can choose to like or dislike anyone they want in life. That's what freedom and liberty is all about, as far as I'm concerned, and I take no position on that one way or another, other than you, as a free individual, you're entitled to think any way you want to think, and that's your prerogative, and I don't really care. But the point is if we don't stand together here and fight together as a group, collectively, you're not on the list today, but you will be on the list tomorrow. That is history repeating itself. That is history speaking to you. And so you must understand that what is happening to Kim and Shirley and Joe will be happening to you next. I guarantee it. It is only a matter of time. It's not if, it is when. And listen, I have a caller, but we're going to break. So look, we'll be right back in 2 minutes, and then I'm going to take a caller for the three of you. So hang in there, everybody.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-583-1093, 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you'd like a wonderful T-shirt with interesting things written on them, then go to my website and go to the store on there and pick out a T-shirt, kids, and help me redistribute the truth. Now, I am speaking this morning with Kim Fahey, who is from California, Shirley Pfister from Florida, and Joe Salas from Texas, who just finished telling us their stories of how they're being terrorized by the jackbooted code Nazis that are wandering around this country. And I've got a couple callers, so I'm going to take some calls. The first one is Guy in Nevada. Hey, Guy, how you doing this morning?
Fine.
thank you for taking a call. I love the show. I'm one of the people you think that never got the call. I was a prospective buyer for Mr. Fitzer's property as these court enforcements came in and started driving her off. Consequently, to her was a marina that was doing dredging and was damaging her property from this dredging.
Okay.
And I took it on myself to investigate all this, and just happened to be, I went to the criminal justice EPA in Washington, D.C., at council with them. And from the prospect of her, from the county and the state, which we did 31 emails and no response, maybe four responses. The commissioner of where she lives didn't answer six of them in a row. But as the enforcement went on and her driving off, they started this project. To make a long story short, we contacted the federal government. They're coming in to do a new soil test that kind of deviates from the state because they don't feel that they did it right. So coincide with this enforcer was the same one that did the soil test with no knowledge. They don't inform you when they come out. They do it on their own, and then that you have to take their word for it. Well, we did a lot of investigation, like I said, back to the Washington, D.C. They put them on the shelf, come back and retest. So the bureaucracy from the state and the county was totally, didn't even utter a word to us. But I'm one of the persons that you never know what happened to you, but I watched this firsthand, and it's amazing that she didn't get any help from the state county at all and had to go to the federal government to get any answers and start this thing forward again. And it's tough to get lawyers. I think the gentleman, he finally found one, but I didn't know how to get one to help her go through this process. Because it's just amazing the documentation that we went through 3 months, and it's still ongoing, but they're coming down to do a final investigation. But this code enforcement, at the same time this dredging happening, was so consequential, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? It's hard to, it's just hard to fathom these things, but they're real. They're very real. These stories are real. And Shirley, did you want to comment?
Yes. The date that I was posted violations actually coincide with the marina dredging. It is quite obvious from the permits that they didn't want to give to us. I asked for them, and we didn't get them. I mean, they didn't want us to see those permits because they didn't want us to see what was required of that property owner to do to people who were going to be substantially affected by this dredging project. Now, you keep in mind, Maggie, this dredging project, this is a 50-year-old marina that's had boats sitting in it for 50 years with oil, gas, diesel. And then I've had an oil spill last summer that affected our area. I'm on this body of water. And we've had two hurricanes, and they dumped all this stuff in a hole right beside my property with no erosion control, no hay bales, no silt fencing, nothing. And that's the part of the permit that they basically just ignored. Because, and I think that's why code enforcement got me off my property. I believe that the complaint that was filed against me was a member or friend that was told to do it to get me off of my property, so I could not see what was going on because my property is sitting right next to what was going on. I could watch it on a daily basis, and they did not want that to happen.
Well,
in the same token, Maggie, this property I'm talking about, there's a residential road. There's a residential lot sitting next to my property. That residential road is a residential lot. I mean, that lot, excuse me, let me get this correct. The residential lot sitting next to my property has been used as a commercial road in and out of that marina for the past 6 years with numerous complaints put into county code enforcement, and nobody has ever stopped it.
All because palms are being greased. It's pretty evident. People
it's
are
all about palms being greased. That's the only reason I've been pushed off of my property is because somebody told somebody, hey, I need her off of there. And basically, he's bought up all the land, Maggie. The only piece of land he doesn't own right now is my acre of waterfront property that he needs in this block to make this a resort area. And there is one extra piece of property in the middle of all of this that there are condos built on, and he's got them tied up in a lawsuit, a $1 million lawsuit right now, telling them that he is entitled to their property because they didn't build back in a timely fashion, and they couldn't build back because they fought insurance companies as long as I did. I lost. A bunch of them lost. A lot of people lost with the insurance companies in this town. A lot of people, even though we were hit by a 16-foot wall of water. I had a $3,000 a year flood policy, and they denied me my flood policy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Maggie, if I can interject one thing.
Go right ahead.
As you talk about the bureaucracy, at that time, when I investigated through the state and the Corps of Engineers, and finally it took 2.5 months to get this permit, in which this landowner's in, he's in violation of 4 out of 6. But when I called and talked to the Corps of Engineers, it was on a Friday. On a Saturday morning, I got called back from the Corps of Engineers, a gentleman telling me that every conversation is taped, and that if I pursue this and these false accusations, which I had all the proper documentation, that I would be arrested and he'd come looking for me.
Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
That none of that happened because everything, that's when I went to Washington, D.C., and it came back. So what you're saying on your show is true of these landowners, and a prospective landowner is just when you have the evidence, it goes back. I don't know, you may say greasing palms. The time frame that she got ran off that property and the project started within hours after that, the next day.
Guy, listen, I got to cut you off. Hold on there, okay, kiddo. We're going to break. That's the cue music for break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Hang in there, please.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the number this morning is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, and I'm speaking with people who are being tortured by the jackbooted code enforcement people in this country. Their organization, one of the websites you can find information, CaliforniaFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com. Listen, Guy, I've got a couple more minutes, and I want to take a couple more callers. So would you like to summarize? You still with me? You want to finish up what you were saying when we went to break, please?
I just think in that Ms. Fitzer's case, the co-enforcement have too much authority to where it doesn't matter to the landowner, only to whoever's dissertating to the complaint. But I think, seriously, of finding a lawyer is a high point of how you can find some institutions that will take on these cases and with evidence, black and white, and just like to know some, if they can get a hold of Ms. Fitzer, or how you get a hold of lawyers for these.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, I've never hit, and I mentioned this, I want to thank you for the call, Guy. I've mentioned earlier, and I've never talked with these people. I've heard them on radio shows, that, and they were talking about United Nations Agenda 21 and the assault on people's property rights. That's why I bring up Pacific Legal Foundation. And I had Fred Kelly Grant from Trademark America on my radio show the other day. And he's an attorney. I don't know where he is, but that's not relevant anyway. They can all practice in any of the states. If they get, I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, it doesn't matter. So that would be my suggestion. Now I've got a couple more minutes, so I want to take Carla from California. Hey, Carla, how you doing? Are you with us? Carla.
Hi. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, kiddo. How you doing? What do you got to say today?
Well, I called in yesterday, and I didn't have enough time to talk, but I'm calling from Contra Costa County in California, and I have two properties. One property I've owned for 20 years, and it's waterfront property. And I don't know what the movement is out in that particular area, but in 2005, I had code enforcement give me a letter stating that a structure that I have, it's a double-decker, and it's a huge structure, 32 feet by 34 feet. And it sits out on the water. They came out and gave me a notice saying that I didn't have any building permits, and I needed to obtain a building permit to demolish my property. And this is just, like, devastating. I went and I did a records research with the county, and they didn't have any permits on file for this particular structure. So I proceeded to go to the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Land Commission. I found all the other documentation that was demanded by the county, but yet I couldn't find the permit. Well, I finally cleared the violation. And, you know, when they put these notices of violation, what it does, it slanders the title. I come from an insurance, title insurance background.
Okay.
And if you have a notice of violation, you can't sell your property. And if you go to the lender, you can't even, they're not going to give you money to loan on, you know, for refinancing. So what they do is they hold you ransom to, you know, pull these permits because there's no construction going on. Well, I managed to find all the documentation that I needed to clear the notice of violation on the property. Well, 2 years later, they started with the actual homes that are on the house. And I went to my title insurance, and I found all the documentation, and I went to the building department and asked them for their records, and I produced the permits. They didn't recognize the permits. They wouldn't recognize their own. Then I went to the tax assessor. Well, at the tax assessor, they clearly shows that my properties were legitimate, done with all the permits, but the county still wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't stop the harassment.
Yeah.
And they kept posting the property, which is an embarrassment. I mean, you turn around, you come home, everybody in the neighborhood knows that you there's something wrong with your property. And you start telling the story to somebody, and they think that you're out of your mind. Well, this has gone on for 4 years. And then they tell you, go ahead and get a lawyer. Well, you get a lawyer, and $40,000, $50,000 later, they still won't recognize it. We had a hearing, and the same man that wrote the staff report was the same man that sat on at the hearing, and then he denied it. And
Carla, listen, that music is, we're going to break. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in a minute. Hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie.